We're talking about the wondrous story, and this morning, the theme for Advent is peace. And I want to ask you, are you aware of what brings peace into your life? If I was to ask you individually this morning, what is it that will bring you peace? What is it that happens in your life that you know is something that's peaceful? Now, they read a passage this morning from an elderly man who was the father of John the Baptist. And the words that he spoke are really quite significant because he identified right away that through the birth of this child, his son, that the Messiah was soon to arrive. And that those two were connected to the whole concept of peace. That the two of those together signaled that God was about to do something significant. This thing called peace. And peace begins with a promise, not a feeling. Biblical peace began as a prophecy many, many years ago. And it was something that bracketed the entire life of Jesus. When Jesus was born, the angels came and talked about peace. When Jesus resurrected, the first thing he would say to his disciples is, I come to bring you peace and peace to you. So the life of Jesus was bracketed by this thing called peace. That centuries before Jesus arrived, the prophets would talk about the Messiah not bringing something that is really significant to our world. And peace arrives really quietly, but changes everything. I don't know if you've noticed that. Jesus entered the world not with armies, but with an infant's cry. God often plants peace in small places. Bethlehem, a manger, a child. Demonstrating that peace doesn't always shout, but it grows. And peace has the ability to push back the night. Worldly peace is fragile. I don't know if there's anybody today that feels like the world is at peace today. But Jesus' peace is resilient. It's born in the midst of empire. It was born in the midst of danger and uncertainty. In our modern world, we sanitize the manger in our world. And yet, it was fraught with all kinds of difficulties, conflict, and really bad smells. But it brought peace. Jesus offers a peace that is durable. Durable through the worst circumstances of life. But what's interesting too is peace is meant to be shared. Peace isn't just about our personal serenity. The peace is meant to be shared. Those who receive the peace of Christ are meant to extend it to others. Advent peace is not just about personal comfort. It is a communal expression and commission because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus, is a kingdom that creates peacemakers in the midst of a broken world. One of my favorite illustrations about peacemaking is noise-canceling headphones. Have you ever been in a busy airport and watching, I think it's Heathrow that we were at, and it's like just commotion everywhere. And then you put on these noise-canceling headphones, okay? Now, the illustration of peace we can't miss is that you can put noise-canceling headphones on and just block out the world, but it doesn't necessarily give you peace. It's what you're listening to and focusing on that gives you the peace. It's what those noise-canceling headphones allow you to put your attention towards, to focus on, to recognize, and to hear or see, or hear the beauty of what is going on, even though you're in the midst of a chaotic storm. I remember, this is many years ago, I remember a Sunday school teacher doing something that I thought was really interesting, is that for the 4 weeks of Advent, she just set up a manger scene, and it was like 5 or 6 year olds that were in, and every week, whatever Advent was, she would say to the kids, okay, this week, it's about hope. What does the manger scene tell you about hope? And to hear the kids' answers to what they saw in that manger scene. And I remember laughing at the week when peace came up, right? And how the children recognized that what Jesus brought into their life was peace. Even though some of the kids said, yeah, even those moments when my older brother picks on me, or when I have to eat broccoli, all those cute little answers. But you know, as adults, we recognize the peace that Jesus brings. Amen?